This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Talk some football now with Randy McMichael, the former Georgia Bulldog, NFL vet as well. You hear him now on 92.9 The Game over in Atlanta. Welcome in, Randy. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man? Always good to be with you.
It's always great to have you on, man. We appreciate your insight, and there's a lot we want to get to. We want to start with the Falcons and Julio Jones. Reports from Orlando Ledbetter in Atlanta yesterday that the Falcons are a little upset that T.O. is missing camp and, or excuse me, that Julio Jones is missing camp and working out with Terrell Owens. Do you believe that to be the case, and why would that upset them?
First of all, I love D-Led, man, and he's always been incredible. He's always been great to me and our station, man. He's one of the funniest people you ever meet. I don't know what to think about that. I mean, this has been the craziest month because that Julio story has been beaten like a dead horse, woke up and beat again. I mean, everybody is just trying to find an angle to it. And I said it wasn't a big deal because everybody holds out. If you want a new contract, you hold out, right? I mean, this is the norm. But all of a sudden now it's like he's public enemy number one around here, which amazes me. But, I mean, I think Julio's his own man. I think Julio saw what Jarvis Landry and Sammy Watkins and these guys were getting. He wanted more, and he deserves more than them. But, I mean, like I said, if D-Led said it, I got to take D-Led at his word. I don't understand why the Falcons would be upset with him because Dan knows the business, and they love Julio, and I'm sure he's going to get his money sooner than later.
I want to follow up on what you said there. Are the fans starting to turn on Julio a little bit?
It's unreal.
Really?
It's unreal. Because even when I played against the Falcons, he was there. And since I've been retired and working for 99 a game, everybody always painted Julio. He's not the deeper wide receiver. He's not like all the other guys and all that. And now you see that he's a diva, but he's still a quiet young man who's about his business. And now everybody wants to go out stats and, well, he only had 3 touchdowns last year, so he really isn't that good. He doesn't deserve the money. He had 3 years left on his deal, set a precedence. And I'm just like, hey, the precedence is he's Julio Jones, and he's your best football player. And you need him on the field because, I mean, you got people saying now, oh, well, they drafted Calvin Ridley. So? He ain't Julio. But, I mean, it's crazy over here, man, how people are turning their back on Julio. And not all of them. I'm not going to say everybody, but just the backlash that he's gotten is so funny.
Well, Randy, fact is he's a top 3 wide receiver. Whether he's 1, 2, or 3, he's a top 3 guy. And there's 7 guys making more money than the 5-year extension he signed back in 2015. The Falcons have one of the best general managers in football in Thomas Dimitroff. They've got a really good owner who's not afraid to spend money in Arthur Blank. Ultimately, what do you think happens here?
He's going to get his money. I mean, he's going to get his money. I mean, and that's what I keep saying, he's going to get his money. And I know everybody's saying about, you know, I mean, I've never seen an offseason where more people have been capologists than this offseason. Everybody knows about the cap now all of a sudden. But, you know, you still got young players you got to sign. You got to sign Jake. You got to sign Grady. Deion Jones is going to command a top-notch linebacker contract in the next season, I'm assuming. So, I mean, he's going to get it, and everything's going to be kumbaya. But right now, I mean, I'm not worried about it because I've been in a situation where I've had teammates hold out. Everybody talks about the brotherhood. He's messing up the brotherhood. And I'm just like, dude, you know who's not worried about Julio not being there? The actual players in the brotherhood. And so that's why I say it's not a big deal, but people, I mean, it's a slow news cycle and people got to find something to keep talking about.
Okay, the bigger storyline that came out for me, which I can't believe, and you tell me if there's any way this is valid, the working out with Terrell Owens, and they say that 44-year-old T.O. ran a 4.43 40. I saw the footage. I never believed he was a 4.43 in his day. I went back and looked at his combine numbers. He was a 4.45 at his combines. Watching yesterday, it looked more like a 4.6 to me. Do you think there's any way 44-year-old T.O. can run a 4.43 40?
I don't know. I don't know. I glanced at the video. I didn't watch it all the way through. But he's a freak now. He's a freakish athlete, man, and he takes care of his body year-round. He still trains like he's playing. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I know T.O. is not very popular with people now because of the Hall of Fame thing. But I'll give the benefit of the doubt right now.
Randy McMichael is with us, former Georgia Bulldog, now 92.9 The Game, at RandyMack81 on Twitter, at RandyMack81. He's also part of the Falcons radio team. What did your 40 top out of? When you left Georgia and you went to the combine, where was your 40?
Well, at the combine, I ran, I think, a 4.78. But at my pro day, I ran a 4.51, man. But,
okay.
Yeah. So for me, I'm a long strider.
Okay, a long strider. You're a tight end.
I got build up speed.
No, I think 4.5 is exceptional for a tight end. So right now, you could run it at what, if you had to guess?
Right now, my old broken down body, probably, I'll give you 4.8.
So you think you could put down a 4.8 right now?
Well, if you go sub 5, that's pretty impressive.
I'll give you a 4.8 right now, but I mean, I'm going to need, you know, to have the rest of the day off after I run it. I can give you a 4.8 today.
So can we ask you a couple of Georgia questions quickly?
Mm-hmm. Whatever you need.
I'm just, obviously you played there. You still watch and cover the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm a huge Jake Fromm fan, and I thought he got better and better as the year progressed. And now you got a lot of people out there saying that Jake Fromm's not even going to be the starting quarterback. I know it's a good problem to have if you're Kirby Smart, but if I said over under, Jake Fromm starts 8.5 games this year, are you going over or under?
I'm going way over. Jake Fromm is the starting quarterback for Georgia, and it's not even up for debate. I know some people, you know, when you get a new toy and everybody wants to see that and everything, he's the starting quarterback. Is not even. I'm not saying that Justin Fields won't play. But this is Jake Fromm's team. And if Jake Fromm loses his job, something is wrong. I think this kid is special. I think he has the goods to be one of the best quarterbacks ever at Georgia. And like you said, you saw him get better and better and better. He still has to make some of those easy throws that he missed, especially in the national championship game. But I think this young man, I've been up there to see him. That's his team. He has taken on the leadership role of that squad. And that was my biggest thing about this year from last year was talent. Georgia's just as talented as they were last year. It's that spirit. It's that senior leadership. Who's going to be that guy? And he's taking that bull by the horn. And there's no doubt in my mind that he will be the starting quarterback all season.
Is it possible that Roquan Smith is the most difficult player in the nation to replace?
Yeah.
I mean, he was amazing.
He's an amazing football player, even better player. And I'm like, you're looking at him, and I'm like, outside of him, maybe Baker Mayfield. I mean, I don't know how you can't replace what that young man brought, the intangibles. Not just he's a great football player, just the intangibles that he had and the plays that he made to win games. I mean, he is going to be missed so much. But, I mean, they're going to have to do it by committee. They got some good young players that are going to step up this year inside, and hopefully they can get it done.
Randy McMichael, you hear him on 92.9 The Game over in Atlanta. Follow him at RandyMac81. Thank you for the time, Randy. You're always kind with it.
All right, fellas. Y'all take care.
All right, man. You too.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.